Okay. Well, we want to welcome everyone, young of heart and new guests that we have for our time with Young Disciples. And Jesse, this morning we're going to have to explain to those who are maybe listening over the radio, why don't you describe our guest to them? What does our guest look like?
Okay, it's a really, really, really big bear that is really hard to move. And I just figured that out.
Whew. So you're right. This bear is coming in at 30 pounds. That's his fighting weight, 30 pounds. He is in a permanent seated position, but if he was standing, I think he would clear 4 feet. What else? What type of bear? You know, what type of bears are there in the world?
Okay, there's black bears, brown bears, there's polar bears, and this one's a fuzzy bear.
Okay, this is a fuzzy bear. This is a great big teddy bear, maybe one of the biggest teddy bears I've ever seen. And so you said, right, they're grizzly bears, they're polar bears. Well, this is an explorer bear. This is an explorer bear. And he's a special edition. And where did this bear, how did this bear come to join us here at Trinity?
This bear is actually from Miss Beth, who I will rightfully say is a bear fanatic.
So Miss Beth collects bears, and Beth Nicholson had to sell her house and move to family in Albemarle after the passing of her husband Tom. And so we packed up and moved many, many bears, as she had two rooms in her house dedicated to bears. But this guy had a special path before him. Annette, Jim Morgan's wife, had suggested that maybe there would be some little ones here at Trinity in our nursery and in our school and after school program that would enjoy a big fuzzy friend to explore their books with as they go through reading time. So Miss Casey walked Annette and I over, and we looked at the rooms to find where this guy's new home will be here at Trinity. And many, many little friends will be snuggling with him while they share the Bible and other books of reading. So Miss Beth is quite happy about that and sends her regards to all of her family here at Trinity. And so another aspect of this bear is that this bear was Beth's special friend at the house that she could snuggle into. I mean, y'all, this bear is about as big as Miss Beth, but she could snuggle into the bear and hug, especially when her beloved Tom became ill and then passed away. So there's been many special times cuddled up to this bear. And that takes us, as we think about explorer bear and explorer bear role here to help us explore more of the Bible, it brings me to the Beatitudes that we know so well. This is Matthew 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So how can we find comfort with God, Jesse? How do we go about asking God or spending time with God when we need times of comfort?
Well, I mean, when I come to church, I feel very happy.
Excellent. Oh, yep. Church and fellowship, absolutely one. How else might we seek God for comfort?
Well, when we're sad, we can pray.
Okay. Prayer. And then, as Explorer Bear reminds us, we can also go to God's Word. We can go to God's Word, and we can cling on to God's promise of comfort for us, and we can go to prayer. Very good. So the last thing that Explorer Bear maybe is here to remind us of today is that this is Holy Week. So we start with Palm Sunday, and there's very special days in the church. And then we end with the crucifixion, but does it end there?
No.
Good answer. No. It ends with the resurrection. So this is a very busy time for the church. And during this time, all of us will be reading scriptures that we and hearing people preach on scriptures that we've heard many, many, many times in our lives. So the reminder here is that let's open our minds and hearts up and be open to the Holy Spirit to hear these scriptures anew. And I promise you, we'll hear some things that we've never heard before. Let's pray. Lord, as we enter this amazing week of Holy Week, we know the trail that is before us. Lord, we pray for all of those who need your comfort during these powerful days. Lord, we are comforted by a God who is willing to suffer. Lord, we thank you and we ask that you open our hearts and minds that we can hear your scripture anew. Amen.